Not that I don't think I'm human, I think I'm very human, but it's like first time that I remember Mama's taught a Gemara wrong. Wrong. Mama's wrong. Okay? Listen. This is life. I apologize. It's my, I really have to apologize. Vadim Arishin Shenivra. Gimel. Perig Vav Ois Gimel. Vadim Arishin Shenivra. Adam Hasolim Mishlemus Avshari. Adam Arishin was created, was complete. In the possible completeness of Mizgaras Aishas, in the Mizgaras is the
class of mankind.
Class of mankind. Imre Hashem b'kayach nevui b'chol inyanav. And every move of his, and everything that he did, or he heard the Rebbeinu Shlom's word speak to him. Gam kayim b'noi, even kayim. Im kinislach chukap of his hands got dirty. B'dam avich achiv hanetzach. The blood of the brother that he murdered. Adayin lepagat tzachzachas nafshay. It did not hurt the cleanliness of his nefesh. Lahakshiv rav keshev mraimim. To be able to hear and listen from above. Meaning he became a bad person. He killed. But that connection that he had built into him of hearing the Rebbeinu Shlom did not get hurt. The aznai shemas. I Hevel. He heard the Rebbeinu Shlom asking, where is Hevel? Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't come to people today and say, hi, where is? No. He doesn't talk to people. Only Nevuah was Zeicha that people, the Rebbeinu Shlom communicated with them. Right? To quote the Chazaynish, somebody once asked, what message is the Rebbeinu Shlom telling me? And Chazaynish answered, the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't talk to you. Of course, you have to improve, but he doesn't talk to you. He didn't talk to you. He doesn't talk to people. He talks to people through Nevuah, not throughout Nevuah.
He says Amarishim is perfect before the Chet?
Yeah, before the Chet. But even after the Chet, he still had that connection to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Right. As I have Matal to Mikael. Asara Dairis Mazim Adayak Lamatsim Yorod. The 10 generations in between was in a very low situation. And all of a sudden the sun returned to lighten up, to put light on the world. The goal of creation, that man is the chosen one of those created, man who was created to recognize Hashem, fell down, went backwards, and he turned to
the arrogant.
Yeah. I thought Rehobim is Malachim, but I guess I'm wrong. The Sateh Chazav and false tendencies. You have a better word than that?
Those who stray after
falsehood. Very good. Asara Dairis. For 10 generations, mankind fell back. Abel Azur Kegibur Chalatov, Nayach, girded himself like a strong person. Lalois Mibor Tachtis. To come up from the deep pit, the Meroy Mekeres to the height of the roof.
This is the great heights.
Great height. Mekaycha shol tzadik tamim, asher nafshu ksura b'yedias Hashem b'ra'i. He was tied. He was connected to the knowledge of Hashem, his Creator. U'matzilei b'maltzara, the one who saves him from maltzaras. Meaning he came up from the bottom and was able to reach height. Nayach. I'm sorry, just taking long to turn. V'ine aver dairish al nayach, the dair of nayach passed, the dairish al achra pakul plila, and the dairish after him pakul plila?
Was a perverted justice.
Perverted justice. Chasrei bina, chadru haskel kebehemes nidmu. They stopped understanding like animals. Asara Dairis Minayach of Avraham Shem Mechitzim Uboim. They kept on angering Hashem. Le'molu Chayvis Adam Be'lamay. They didn't fill a person's obligation. Chal Olam Kulei Reik. The empty world was empty. Kedavar Shem Be'chefetz. Tzipu Yiloshub L'tayim V'vayu. They had, like, people who had no desire, no goal, no, I don't know, what did he say, chefetz? Goal? Desire?
Pleasure.
Pleasure?
Yeah.
I don't know. Tzibur lost of the time of Bayu, it was headed back to nothingness. Achabra of Ramavinu, the Harris of Israel, he lightened up east, Rachat v'nikayin is mei adar. He cleansed the face of the generation. Heistrakim shayna v'charulim. He took away the thorns and thistles. The alpana of nasaloi panim yafik. He gave the world a good face. The pikim daigah gives off light. I'm going to finish because this is the end of the sefer. I'm not going to leave it for one more day. I'll go a little later. Chachmas adarim tar panav. The wisdom of the generation lights up his face. Kulam akirim b'sayid ha'olam. Everybody recognized the secret of the world. Sayid nishmas ha'adam anibra b'tzalim alakim b'dmustav nisayid. The sight of a neshama that the Rebbeinu Shlom created in the form, whatever that means with b'chira. Aizim tanugim b'nei adam that leave the enjoyment of people. Misangim aziv ha'chachma. They enjoy the shine of wisdom. Loimdim arba meis prakim ha'masechnas ha'vedin zara. Avraham Avinu's taught 400 prakim and masechtos avodah zarah. We have 5. Shechiluk lem Avraham mechachmas said that Avraham cheered with them. Avraham megayeres hanashim, v'sar megayeres hanashim. Avraham enlightened his generation. He brought God into the world. He showed them the tachlis of the creation. U'me'az lo paski yeshiva miYisrael. Avraham vassal Yitzchak. Avraham gave it to Yitzchak. Yitzchak v'Yakov. Yaakov lamed yudal v'chanav v'medrashah shesheim v'haver. He learned 14 years. And mustered to Russell Labanov. V'Yaakov avinu v'anav yodim v'tzrayim v'shchini imam. Like the Gemara says in Megillah, Shisrael zahu l'gilu shchina. L'sroimim to raise themselves. Me'atem ha'hergom. Atem? Last line of my sefer.
Inhibiting habits.
Relaxes b'nei Hashem and to see the sweetness of Hashem. Mirz Hashem, Tuesday morning, we are going to be starting our Chesed Yashem.
This chapter is never completed.
Right. What can I do? He didn't complete it.
Rabbi, I think it's weird.
What?
He spent 14 years in shame behavior.
Yeah. Which the shame wasn't alive anymore.
Rashi always brings an aver.
Right, meaning it was the mismetrics of Shem Behavior, which Shem wasn't there anymore. It's like a Barnes mismetric, Blakewood's a Barnes mismetric. Aver was there.
Oh, Halim. There's two different
things. Okay, you're right. Okay, so I want to again apologize to the Islam that's on the phone and here that I taught wrong shot in the Gemara.
I didn't really know that.
I went through it yesterday and I saw it was a different Gemara. We're going to start again and I apologize. Again, I taught wrong shot in the Gemara. I don't remember ever doing this before in Dershu. I've done it before, I assume, in Daf. Over the years, I think I made mistakes in Gemara, but I don't think I ever did this in Dershu, but this was a blatant error. Mamash, I missed something. Tana Rabbanan, I'm going to start again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines to the bottom of Tesamud Beis. I started
the recording. Started?
I did the recording before you came on this morning. Before the Chazaynich. What happens, Dr. Brain, is if nobody is on, this thing sings. And if it sings, I can't teach. So I put on the recording, it stops singing. I don't either, by the way, I don't even like the music they play. It's grating on my nerves already for 20-some years. They have to change the music if they listen to me. Right. Tadarabana. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I think 9 lines at the bottom. Tadarabana. A girl under 12. Rasa Pamrishaina, she saw one time, Dayashaita. She's a psula. She's a psula stamim. She never saw blood. But besides for that, she also is not of age. So this girl has to establish a pattern of seeing. Because seeing one time doesn't do it for this girl. A girl over 12 sees one time, has now entered the ranks of normal girls over 12. A girl under 12 that sees is an aberration. And therefore, one Ria does not do the trick. It doesn't establish anything. It just says she saw a dam. Dayashaita. Pashnia, Dayashaita. Because that establishes the pattern. When she saw two times when she was 11, now she's a seeing girl. But the time that establishes the pattern doesn't count towards, it's still Dayashaita. Because now she established it. This is like the first of post-12. Her second pre-12 is like the first of post-12. Again, I hope I'm clear, and if somebody doesn't understand something, stop me. Shlishis, unlike other times I say, don't ask me, this time ask me now instead of later. Shlishis, Harikachal Hashem. When she's on the third one, She's a regular girl. She already saw twice. The second time for an 11-year-old is the same as a one time for a 12-year-old. It establishes her as a seeing girl. Now that she's a seeing girl, the third time is Daya Shaita. This is the Shita Breath. She's already a seeing girl who saw, so she has to go back to Mitzvah. I'm sorry. So this is how you call Hashem, Mitzvah, Mitzvah. I'm sorry. Now, here is where I made my big mistake. This girl saw three times. And then, this is not a new case. I did not teach it that way. She saw three times. She's a seeing girl. She already had Mitzvah. And now 90 days went by without a period. She's 90 days without a period. So this girl, now had this been a seeing, an over 12-year-old, Rebbe Eliezer would say, Daya Shaita. Every woman 90 days is Daya Shaita. She can be 25. So 12 and 25 is equal. So therefore, any girl over 12, which went 90 days without a period, would be Daya Shaita for one time. The next time she sees, we would not necessarily say Daya Shaita. Maybe we would, maybe we wouldn't. We'll see. But if this is a woman that already, the 90 days, removed her Bria. That's her Bria, the Shita. 90 days for any woman, the next time is Daya Shaita. That's what her Bria said. Now, this girl was under 12. Therefore, in the back of our mind, we say, hey, this girl might be different. Because this girl is under 12. And even though she saw three times, but by going 90 days without seeing, she reverts to a regular 11-year-old who doesn't see dust, which by a 12-year-old would not be a factor. This only becomes a factor of an 11-year-old because she's 11. She saw three times. She has established herself as a seeing girl, but she's still 11. So her 90 days is different than a 12-year-old's 90 days. Because a 12-year-old's 90 days is a woman who sees who went 90 days. 11-year-old's 90 days, besides that, might be that she reverted back to being a regular 11-year-old that doesn't see periods. I'm talking about, again, she saw once. No 90 days.
Right.
Saw a second time. No 90 days. Saw a third time. No 90 days. This woman is now an 11-year-old girl who's seen three periods.
Right.
Now she went 190 days. You're going ahead of me. Again, Rav Moshe, please, this time I worked on it.
Okay.
He went 190 days. Now this girl with 190 days is different than the 12-year-old with 90 days. Not maybe in halacha, but in what's happening. In the 12-year-old with 90 days, she became a Meselekes Damim, like a 25-year-old that went 90 days. This girl might be reverting back to being a girl who doesn't see.
Either way,
Daya Shaita. Either way, Daya Shaita. No difference in halacha yet. Yet. Rashi. Zabkrashi. By the way, I haven't said that. Zabkrashi. It's the last narrow line. Tanarabana Tinaikis Lagias Manalirais. Varasa Pamrishaina Dayashaita. Sniya Dayashaita. Slishes Harika Kholanashim. We have a Gamta Gabi Basulas Dabim Masnisan. Even though the Mishnah said by a girl who never saw. Tana Babamu Dayashaita Bari Rishaina. There we only said one time Daya Shaita in the Mishnah. Ava Bishniya Matama Meshleis. Our Mishnah said a girl that never saw only gets one time off of Daya Shaita. The second, to say Daya Shaita, the second time she's a regular woman. Hanimili Migiyas Manaliros. That's because she's a 12-year-old. And since she's a 12-year-old, the Bach says, the Damim Mitsuyaba. She's already normal to see. Therefore, one time says she's a seeing girl. The chad is in this chaska, and one time makes her a seeing girl. Abuzu she'ain eruya lirais. This girl is before the age that she should see. She's 11. Sricha she tischazik b'chazaka gemura. She has to have established a chazaka. Ubetrei zimli ad chazaka. And two times creates that she's a seeing girl. So therefore, this girl, the first time, is Da'ishaita, which would have been by a 12-year-old too. The second time is Da'ishaita, because she's under 12. Had she been 12, the second time would have been Meislais. But she's under 12. She has to establish herself as a seeing girl. And that happens the second time. The Masnitsa Rebbe, he, because it means it'll come on like it says later. He'll can b'shtei Rias, havi chazaka. Two Rias establish her. U'b'shlishis, v'tama Meislais. This is a girl, saw 30 days apart, 25 days apart. The third time is Matame Meislais. U'b'hi Rias is chazik bo. So Rashi says, why isn't she Matame Meislais the second time? She's established now as a seeing girl. So Trashi, that Ria, that she established herself, like Gazer Rabbanu Tumulim Afreya. They didn't say Meislais. Kiheika, just like the Mishnah by a 12-year-old. The Besula Shegiya is Manalirois, right? A 12-year-old who sees the first time. Why isn't she Matame Meislais? She's a seeing girl. Terence is, the first time that she established herself doesn't get Meislais. The Mechazik of Echad Ria, Vam Rabbanu Dayashaita by Saria. Right? A 12-year-old that sees the first time. She's a seeing girl. Why is she in Matava Meislais? Because this is when she became a seeing girl. What makes her a seeing girl, it doesn't get Meislais. It's only post being a seeing girl.
Second, third, 30 days,
you may say,
before you get to the 90, the second is Meislais for
12-year-old. For 12-year-old, but not for an 11-year-old.
And a third.
It's a certain Meislais. By 11-year-old, the second one. That's what Rashi's trying to explain. Number two by an 11-year-old is like number one by a 12-year-old. Right. Avzayitam b'chzekas v'riyashniya, da'yashayita, achatiris ashlishis. Now here's what I missed. Avru aleh sholish aynas. Zakrashi v'rasa, I'm sorry. Achar shuhugzika v'rasa. This is not a new case. This is a case of a girl who saw three times. She's established herself. She's a seeing girl, but she's 11. And now went 90 days without a period. Dayashaita, Kerb Eliezer, Mekmina Lola, come on. Why are we giving her Dayashaita? She's an 11-year-old girl. 11-year-old girls aren't old. Rabbanu say only Skena, 90 days makes a difference. Why are we saying that this 11-year-old girl that goes 90 days is Dayashaita? She's a seeing girl. She saw three times. The answer is, it's going like a blue answer. Damila, come on. Call Isha Shamar, let us show the same as Dayashaita. Leza says, I don't care about the age. 90 days cuts her sin to the 20 saves her. A big years, mama. Even a 12-year-old, Verasa, of her last shamar, shamar, Verasa, Dayashaita. Rebeleza says, it by any age, girl. I'm Rebeleza. This is Rebeleza talking. Okay, so that happened. Listen, she saw three times, then she went 90 days. So that's Dayashaita regardless of her age, because she went 90 days. The oid, now back to the Gemara, the oid of Rala Shalashanas, then she went another 90 days for Rasa, Dayashaita. This is under 12. Zakrashi, the oid of Rala Shalashanas, for Rasa, Dayashaita. The common by a Gemara, the Gemara later will ask, the loy of Rala Shalashanas is, the Gemara will ask, what if it was 90 and then 30? The Gemara will talk about that. But we're not talking about that now. Rashi just telling you. Later on, the Gemara will discuss about this girl that went 90 days, again, under 12, then saw 30 days later. Now, that over 12, that's not a shaila. An over 12 that went 90 days, from Lanza says, Dayashaita. She sees 30 days later, she has Meislais. She's a seeing girl. This is an 11-year-old girl. So maybe she has to reestablish that she sees. Maybe she has to redo two times to establish that she sees. That's going to be the Gemara Shiloh later on. But at this point, we're talking about she went another 90 days. Right? Because you can go two ways on that. Because the Bible Bruce is safer, like I'll explain later on. So again, she went another 90 days and didn't see, right? She went another 90 days and didn't see. And then, the second time, she still died aside. Now, what would be by a 12-year-old girl by the second time? What would be by a 12-year-old girl the second time? She went 90 days. Rabbi Eliezer says, Daya Shaita. It's a 12-year-old, 25-year-old, I don't care. Right? Now she went another time, 90 days. It's not Daya Shaita.
Why?
Oh, this is the key. Again, I missed this. I missed this Gemara. It was a different, I saw a different Gemara. It wasn't, didn't exist. I apologize. What? Okay, let's go back. Why? Because this girl doesn't, this woman, girl, doesn't have to establish that she's a seeing woman. She only has to establish a vest. And Rebbe holds two times makes a vest. She's a seeing woman who went 90 days, but then she saw 90 days again. Rebbe says, ah, vest. She has a 90-day vest. Two times, according to Rebbe, makes a vest. If a girl, a woman sees 25 days, and then she's 25 days again, according to Rebbe, she has a vest kavua. Two times is chazaka. Two times makes a vest. So this is a seeing woman who's now it's not a vest. It wasn't 25 and 25. But that's a vest kavua. Let's go. It was 25 and 27. She would have to wear a meslez. Because she's a seeing woman. She doesn't have to establish herself as a seeing woman. She is a seeing woman. She went 90 days. All that did is she was Meselekes Damim for those 90 days. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. She sees 25 days later. Right?
Or 30 days later.
Or 30 days later, or 50 days later, or 90 days later. The second time by a 12-year-old, she's not establishing herself as a seeing woman. She is a seeing woman. She's over 12.
She hasn't established her best either.
What's your best? Rebbe says two times means that this woman is the second Rhea, regardless of how far it is, says this woman is seeing Dam at these intervals.
What is it? 90 and 30?
90 and 430, 90 and 80, 90 and 25, 90 and 92.
What kind of vest is that?
It means, again, it's not a vest kavua. It's a vest she'ena kavua, which means it's not a Moselekes Damim anymore. Let me explain to you. What would happen if a woman saw three times? 90, 91, and 92. What kind of vest is that? What if it's 90, 94, and 98? That's not true. It's a vest. It's a vest that she sees, that she's not a Meselekes Damim. A seeing girl, a woman, can be a Meselekes Damim. But if she sees at the second interval, we say, no, she's not Meselekes Damim. Her body functions to see at long intervals. That's the vest she's establishing. Not a vest kavua, because if it'd be 90-90, then she would be Dayashaita, because the vest kavua is Dayashaita.
Again, it's already by the Zakeno. We learned this Gemara already.
Again. We're learning now.
That was the premise. That was how it started.
Again. We're learning now, Rebbe Eliezer, who says 90 days makes a woman Meselekes Damim. The first time, a seeing woman who has a second post 90 days is not Meselekes Damim, because she's showing us that she's seeing at larger intervals. The first time we said, this lady stopped seeing blood. The second time we say, you fooled me once, but you're not fooling me a second time. You see blood at longer intervals. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel will disagree. He says two times proves nothing. Rebbe holds two times proves that she's a seeing woman. But that works by a 12-year-old. By an 11-year-old that goes 90 days, and then goes a second 90 days, we say, the first 90 days, she returned to her old. She was an 11-year-old girl. The second time, she's a seeing girl. She has to reestablish herself as a seeing girl. So the second time establishes that she sees. That's why it's still Dai Shaita. By a 12-year-old, it wouldn't be Dai Shaita. That's what this Bryce is saying. So again, it's talking about a woman that saw three times. This 11-year-old established herself as a seeing girl. But because she's 11, the minute she went 90 days, we don't say she's like a 12-year-old that went 90 days. We say, maybe she's back to being 11. Therefore, the next 90 days is like the first 90 days of a 12-year-old. And the third 90 days is like the second 90 days of the 12-year-old. So she's one behind because she has to reestablish that she's a woman that sees. That's the difference between an 11-year-old and a 12-year-old. Because by an 11-year-old, we have to do a new reestablishment, where by a 12-year-old, we don't have to reestablish. The fact that she went 90 days, that means she was a Mislaik Zdom. The minute she sees the second time, she's not. There was no, that just said she never was a Mislaik Zdom.
Well, that's called reestablish. You can never establish.
Who?
If you did.
She went three times. She had three reas. This 11-year-old saw three times. 25 days apart. 26 days apart. 25, 26, 29.
But she's still physically an
11-year-old. But she's physically 11-year-old. So when she goes 90 days, it's different than the 12-year-old goes 90 days. Because she might be reverting back to a regular 11-year-old. And therefore, she starts to get a zero. That's this shot. That's a new look at the Gemara. Let's read the Rashi. Let me read the Gemara first. So, the third time is the second time. Third time by an 11 is like a second time by a 12. She is not a Lirais when she's 12. Time is trying to die shy to like Rabbi Eliezer. She is a time makes place in Bekita Lukita. Over the last all the sons of Russia die shy. She does it again. I'm sorry, right. If she does it again later on, right. So that's like every other 90 days. But it's not, that's if after a while she does it again. Anytime she does it, 90 days makes her die shaita. Unless it's two times in a row. So that's establishing a pattern of long intervals according to Rebbe. Let's do Rashi. I hope I explained myself well. If anybody has a question, this is the time to ask it. Zach Rashi. I'm sorry. We did that already. It reveals by having the third one, it shows you that she's not removed. Just she's changing her body operating at longer intervals. Now, this is not exactly 90, because that would be a vest kabur. Less and more. Because I mean, like we said before. That's what Rashi, Babakatul, Rebbe, Habakazaka, betrays Zimni. I, according to Rebbe, two times establishes a vest. Why do we need a third one here? Vayachacha. Gimel. The Shinsa Vesta. Medilud, that she jumps around, but she's over 90. Lavshi Lugdamimheim. It shows that she's not removed from blood, even the second time it should show it to you, because according to Rebbe, two times establishes a change of pattern of a woman that sees. Over here, we don't say that. Why? By 12-year-old, we say it. So why by an 11-year-old don't you say it? Since she's 11, have you have sunken Rishayna, Makzakina lo b'chizeres l'kad Musa. The first time we say she reverted back to being a regular 11-year-old. She's not seeing anymore. This girl is becoming a regular 11-year-old. No more blood. She now has to reestablish herself as a seeing girl, which a 12-year-old doesn't have to do. The first two times is Dayashaita. And the third time is Meisleis. Hilch. Ria hasmuchal al shalosh oilis kamoi. Here is Shaina. The first time she sees after the 90 days is the first time. Because she just removed herself from being a seeing girl. Vasmuchal ishniya u ashniya. And one to the second one, the 90 days, that's the second one. And she reverts now to being a seeing girl. Obishlish is matame Meisleis. Even though it's long intervals, she invested in the light. Her second one just proves that she's a seeing girl. It doesn't prove that it's a vest. Because this woman, this girl reverted. That's the difference between an 11 and 12-year-old. An 11-year-old didn't see blood for 90 days. We don't say she's a Mesulek Zdamim. We say she doesn't see, period. She became a Mesul Zdamim again. Now, the second time, she says, oh, this woman does see. She's seen two times. Not enough to establish a vest, because the first time was just to establish herself as a seeing woman.
That conserves
who's the... Now she talks of Maria Saga.
After the second Ria. That's according to Rebbe.
Right.
Typically, it would say...
Yeah, we're not... We don't want to confuse things more than we have to. So it's a new Gemara. Rashi writer. Shigiyas Manalir, right? That's the Basul of our Mishnah, over 12. Now I'm a Med Ramad Dai Shaita Bahir Shaina, only the first time. This is Rabbi Yezu, Tula Yoda, Shavra Le Shalom Shaita, Dai Shaita. Any woman, 90 days later, is Dai Shaita. Okay. Amar, this is the Braita. Now we have a different look at this Braita. Now that we understand the Braita, we can learn the Gemara. Amar. Avru Allah Shalosh Shainas, Daya Shaita.
She's still a young girl now.
Yes. She went three times, Daya Shaita. Hadr Kachazya Ba'aynas Mai. What happens? She went 90 days, and then she saw 30 days later. Not 90 days later, 30 days later. Do we say, this is a seeing girl? The Raya is she just got a period after 30 days.
Why not? It's the second one. She established the pattern.
One second. She went 90 days without seeing. She reverted back to the original.
She reset.
Now she has to see 2 days to reestablish herself. Or do we say, since she sees 30 days later, we say, come on, this woman is seeing blood, and therefore she doesn't have to reestablish herself. Only by 90 do we need to establish, but by 30 maybe we don't.
Once you went 90, and she's under 12, you reset.
That's the question. Rashi's going to explain it better to me, so let's do Rashi. So, Rashi. Hadr Kachazya Ba'ayin Zachariya Zumai. Daya Shaita Matama Meslai. What? Mi Amina. Hadr Ktani Basra. That which the Braita said. Ba'ayin Avrala Gimel Ha'ayinus. Second 90 went by. Again, not exactly 90. Daska Ktani Avru. It's only because it's another 90 that we say it's Daya Shaita, because Lamai said she went such a long time. So we have to reestablish that she sees, because the first one reverted and the second one is a long time. But if she saw after 30, she would be. Why? Even though this is an 11-year-old, right? And as Dr. Harris said, an 11-year-old just reverted. But Kiva the Hosa Karaya, remember, this woman had seen three times already. This girl was not starting from scratch. She saw three times. Kaidam Hapsakya Gimwanis Rishainas. Before the 90-day interval, she had established herself as a seeing girl.
We didn't care before.
Avakasarahiki Giasmana, Bikhiyab Sika Barishainas, Barasa. And when she stopped the 90 days, Daya Shaitam, he reoccurred with Ezer. But Bikhikaj Yisula Saifaina. But when she sees at the end of 30, Matama Meslais, Kachol Isha Shavra Le Gimoinus, Dein Dai Shaita Barishaina. The fact that she established herself once, and is now entering regular pattern of seeing every 30 days, we say she's still the same she was. That 90 days did not revert her back. We thought it was, but we see that it's not, because she's going right back to 30. She's becoming a regular, normal girl again. That means she doesn't have to reestablish herself. She can call on the first establishment, and that's good enough. Right. Maybe the reason the second 90 days is because it might say it's 90 days, which Rabbi Eliezer says is Moselech is Damim. So the first time we say she reverted. The second time we say, okay, she didn't revert, but she went 90 days. Even though he only talked about the first 90 days, he's Maida that the second one is also Daya Shaita, unless it's a vest. Unless she establishes a pattern, now here, that would be a problem. Because this has become the problem. Because if we're saying now that this girl is a regular girl once she saw, so why after 90 days is it Daya Shaita? Why is she different than the 12-year-old? If you're entertaining that after 30 days you treat her normal, so why after 90 days don't you treat her normal? But if I said by a 12-year-old, the second 90 days would be a vest. And if you're saying this 11-year-old doesn't have to reestablish herself, because you're saying if she saw after 30, she's Tama Mei Sleis, so why is 90 different? So Rashi, the Avagam Dereisha Rebbe, till now we were operating with two establishing a vest, save for Kerem Shimon Gamliel. This part would be going only like Kerem Shimon Gamliel. This part of the Braisa would be going to need three to establish a vest. The Ikar Rebbe, the Ikar Chazai Bainas, have a Dimina Lelagias Mana. If by 30 you say she's a regular girl, he calls him Absakanami. Meaning, why is 30 different than 90? The only reason 30 should be different than 90 is because 90 is a Meselekas Daven. We said before that the second time we say she's establishing a new pattern of long intervals. That's Rebbe. Kodesh Rav Shimon Gamliel, you need three times. So if you learn that it's only by 90, not by 30, it's because, not because she has to reestablish herself as a seeing girl, which is the way we translated before, but because the second time, even a 12-year-old would be Daya Shaita, because there's no vest according to Rav Shimon Gamliel.
I'm trying to figure which way it is. It could be either way, right?
Meaning, why is this girl the second 90 days Daya Shaita? Is it because she has to reestablish herself as a seeing girl? Or is it because she established herself as a seeing girl? She doesn't have to reestablish herself, but she needs three times to show that it's intervals, and therefore, till then, it's Muslek is done. I'm just telling you, it's even worse than that, as you will see. I mean, it's even harder than that. Keep the trace in the Chazoy Mavsaka. Because according to Rebbe, once he saw twice, Igloy Milsalim afraid that she nevestu. That shows it's a change of patterns. The light still looked dumb. Ubishneem at Tama Mei Sleis. She doesn't have to reestablish herself. Oidoma, or maybe, no. Igloy Lusay Vanyan Nami Kosh Kendadaya Shaita. No, she does have to reestablish herself. And if she sees after 30 days, it's also Daya Shaita, because this woman is an 11-year-old. By 90 days, by an 11-year-old, means she's totally gone. The life she invested. She went back to the old. And she had to do two to reestablish herself. So why does it say another 90? It could have said 30. Even those two intervals of 90, we don't say, look, she's establishing a pattern. Right? You could tie that two 90s is more strict than 190 and 130. Because 190 and 130, the first 90 was reverting to the old, and the 30 is reestablishing. Starting to reestablish. But 290s, maybe that shows she never reverted to the old. So the writer says, no. By 90, and by 30, and by everything else, we say she reverted to the old. That's why it's a chiddush by 90. By 90, you could claim pattern. You can't claim that by 90 and 30. Right? With the time of Bishni and Meisleis. And while filling the Rebbe, Daya Shaita. Even Rebbe holds that the second one is enough. The first one, we say, no. She went back. It's not like a 12-year-old. She has to reestablish herself as a seeing girl. And the third one, she'll be Matama Meisleis. So Rashi's what? Get harder. Because it's saying that 30 is like 90, but 90 is a bigger chiddush. Why did the Braisa say 90 if 30 is the same? Why did the Braisa have to say 90 and 90? Why couldn't it say 90 and then 30? Daya Shaita. The answer is, because 90 and 90, you can make an argument that she's a pattern. That's why I said it gets harder. But you're right. In the middle of the Braisa switches from Rebbe to Rav Shimon Gamliel. And then in the next case, by the seeing girl, we say two times establishes a pattern. Back to Rebbe. And we'll be going Rebbe, Rav Shimon Gamliel, back to Rebbe, which is a very difficult thing. But that's the question of the Gemara. Yes, Doctor.
An observation. I looked it up yesterday.
No. 30 is the same as 90. She has to reestablish herself as a seeing girl. It's going like Rebbe, and that's why 30 wouldn't make any difference. So if you have a Shaila, it's no Shaila. The whole price is Rebbe. Two times establishes, but this girl has to reestablish herself as a seeing girl. And 30 would be the same as 90. Love Dafka 90. Meaning the way you wanted it. Right. Not trashy. That's after 90. And that's 30 days later, Daya Shaita. She would see another 30 days, So why did the Braisa go to 90? Again, Ravuso the Nakat. Same thing Rashi said before. 90 is a bigger Kiddush. It looks like a pattern, and we ignore it. Get appreciate it, like I said. For sure, if she saw less, the first time was a total removal back to the regular 11-year-old. And you don't have to say anything. No, she has to reestablish herself as a seeing girl. Therefore, she needs two times to reestablish herself. Then we can talk about establishing a pattern. Whereas a 12-year-old doesn't need two times to reestablish herself. She's established. That's what Rav Gittel postulates, which is what Dr. Harris and everybody else in this room thought to begin with, but the Gemara speaks to that. Now the Gemara goes to the next Shaila. She went 90, 90, and 30. That means she established herself already as a seeing girl. But she went 90 and 90. Remember the first one, what? 11. 11-year-old girl went 90 days. We said, oh, she reverted back. Then she saw 90 days again. Right? So she didn't revert back. So she established herself as a seeing girl. So now she saw 30 days later. What happens then? What is halacha then? Is she b'taima meis leitz or not? Zok de Gemara, Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Gittel, Amar Rav, Pam Rishayin Adai Shaita, Sneem b'taima meis leitz, Umepkidu l'pkita. This 30 days would be meis leitz. She already established those Syrian girl, over Syrian girl. No Kiddush. Mani Rebbe, Amar betray Zimni, Amar Chazaka. This goes like Rebbe, who says, with two times, it's a Chazaka. Let's do Rashi. So Rashi, Amra, the oil of Rav Gimayin is the Rasa Dai Shaita. Hadda Gachazi Bain is Akari Yazu. She saw 30 days after the second 90. Mai. Dai Shaita, and Metana Meslais. Mi Amin and Hadda Hadda Tani Basra Ria Shlishis Bafsaka Dafka Narkat. It's only when she saw 90. Maybe you need three 90s in order to establish a pattern. But without a pattern, maybe we should still think about the fact that she's still reverting back. Maybe the second 90 was also reverting back. The third 90 shows me that the second 90 wasn't reverting back. But maybe with 90, 90, 30, this is the new establishment. The second one didn't do it because it was maybe again reverting back. She's 11. That's the Havamina. Right. The Chloe Moses, she invests to upset Cavaliers, but look, she's showing us that this is her new pattern. She has looked to my suffocus. And even if you don't count the first 90, but you had two 90s after that. But if you saw 90-90-30, she hasn't established a new pattern because the first one was still coming off the reverting, right? Because she's an 11-year-old. Maybe the second 90 also is reverting back to the old. Now she's in other two. Achas smucha lapsakishnia vashnia ishatira lasaifaina. Vashlishis the time of Meslais. Maybe the one in the second 90 is number one. Then she sees again, and that 30 days later, and that establishes her. And then the next one is Meslais. Meaning maybe the second 90 is also reversal back to the 11-year-old. That's the Shiloh. I don't mind Kula Hilo, I mean the Khazra the Kadmusa. Maybe the second time we don't say it's reverting back. About Sakishniya, that you know like Yagiya's mana. At the time she's second 90, she's like a 12-year-old, because she already saw once. But Ras said the Bahiriya Luhudo the Daishaita. Ava Bishniya the time of Meslais. Maybe that second 90 is reestablishing herself. And then the next one is Meslais. That's the Shiloh. The second 90.
Right.
Is that the
establishment?
By the no, no, the third 90. After the first one, which reestablished, which said, which we thought she reverted, the second one reestablishes her, the third one is Meslais. That's what we said. An 11-year-old. Now we're talking about maybe the second one is also a reversal. She may have went back. And the only reason after 90 the third time, it shows that's a new pattern. But if it would be after 30 the third time, maybe she still has to establish herself. Right. The Ross of Hebrew and the Huda did I say to the time of Meslais. The Hyde and Nakatana Meslish is right over Allah. So why did he have 90 days for us at the time of Meslais? Well, I didn't have any love of Allah. Even if it didn't, even 30 days would be the time of Meslais. The Ravu Sashminan, the Lloyd Tame of Kol Ria, Smukha Lab Saka Dai Shaita. You shouldn't think that the one after the reestablishment is Dai Shaita. Once she has 90, you would think, right, you would think that that's Shinavest. Meaning like this. The question is 90 Badafka 90 the third time, or can it be even 30? If it's even 30, why did it say 90? Because 90 is Shilugdamim usually, and it's telling you that she's reestablishing the pattern. That's the Shiloh. So the question now becomes, you told me that the first one doesn't count after 90 for an 11-year-old because she's reversing. How about the second one? Is that reversal? And the reason after the third one is Meslais is because it shows that the second one was not reversal? Or is it, no, the second one is not reversible, is not reversing. That's for sure establishing. The next one gets Meslais. That's the question.
The same either way. The second is
Daishaita. And the third is Meslais. The question is, what would be a 30 day after the second? Where there's no pattern. Do we say Daishaita or not? Dr. Gemara, that the answer is we don't say Daishaita. The second one is an establishment, therefore she's an establisher, and the next one is Meslais. So the Gemara, I'm Rav Gidl, I'm a Rav. Rishayna v'sei d'ariya savar l'chon asukim b'em l'sho. That we're asking g'chazi v'ayin esmai. Hariya hasmucha v'asak eshniya d'alokim inan. Meaning, the first one here means the end of the 90, second 90, d'ayashayta. Ushniya, when the Gemara says the second one here, it means the one after the second 90. Right, the second meaning. The first one means after the second 90. Rashi is just explaining the words. Rav Gidl says, Rishayna Dayashaita. He means after the second 90, the one right after the 90 is Dayashaita. He means Rishayna of this set.
The third one is
30
instead of 90.
Exactly.
It's
not
Dayashaita. It's just like it was
90. Exactly.
Can you do that one more time?
Yes. When it says the Gemara, look at the Gemara. Amar Rav Gidl Amarav. Pam Rishayna Dayashaita, Shniya Matama Meslais. What's Rishayin and what's Nia? Rishayin of what? Till now, the word Rishayin always meant after the first 90. And Shnia meant after the second 90. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the 30 after the second 90.
That's the Rishayin?
The Rishayin is the one right after the 90. No. The Rishayin is the one right after the second 90. And the Shnia is the 30 afterwards. It's just a different use of the word Rishayin and Shnia.
So she's reverted back to a... To a
the first 90 was a reversal. She saw three times. She went 90 without seeing.
Right.
So then she saw. We say she had reverted back to not seeing girl.
So she doesn't get...
So the first one is Dayashaita, but that would have been even by a regular girl. 90 days is Silu Gaman.
She's still Silu Gaman.
Now she's our second time after 90. It's Dayashaita, because she's establishing herself as a seeing girl.
Oh, so that's like Rebbe.
That's like Rebbe.
Okay.
Now, then she saw 30 days later.
Oh, is that the Rishona? That's
the Shnia. The Rishona is the one after the second 90.
Second 90. Okay.
That is Dayashaita. The next one is Meitzleis. Because we don't say that the second 90 was a reversal. If the second 90 would be a reversal, then the 30 afterwards would be a new establishment.
Second 90 is muchzik. According to Rebbe, we say she's muchzik now to Sidam. She loses the Silik Dam then. The next one is Meitzleis.
Right. That's if you learn that the second one is not a reversal back to being an 11-year-old. But what if I told you that even the second one she might be returning back? So that the second becomes the first. And the next one becomes the second. So he's saying that's not true. Rishayna means the second 90 is Ayashaita. The next one after that is called Shnia, and that's Meitzleis.
Whether it's 90 or 30.
Whether it's 90 or 30. Exactly. Right? So Trashi, Rishayna l'seidah riyah salalu, sonu asukim ben lisho kokhazi v'ayin esmai, riyah asmukha l'asaka Shnia. That's the one right after the second 90. The law kamina daishaita, ushnia he haria shetira l'sayfayna b'tamei meislays. Well, the tani avsoke shlishis gabe meislays. So why did it say a third 90? It could have said 30. Ravusu did not get again to the parishas, because once you saw a third 90, you might think that they all were patterns, and the second one should also be b'tamei meislays. Loitei mekol riyashank avsoke tei daishaita.
Still
Rebbe. There was only one point that we entertained that was Rav Shimon Gamliel. Fine. I hope I was clearer today. I relearned the Gemara yesterday. It was a new Gemara. It was a whole new Gemara. Yes?
Are these 90-day periods following one after the other?
Yes.
So, in other words, going, whatever, it's three times 90.
Not exactly 90,
92,
94, 94, 92. And it happened
exactly the same.
That's just the best kavua. And the best kavua is Dayashaita. I will be believing that on the phone tomorrow morning. And I'm going to take this home.
Yes.
And I'll be on the phone tomorrow morning and Sunday morning.